Luckily, there's no one behind the bush. Just wind and a silhouette of black leaves in late summer twilight. Nothing else. Sure, it's dark here in my bedroom. It's dark, after all, I should be asleep. Dad is in Detroit, and Mom's passed out upstairs, and I'm alone in our perfectly safe little suburb. And a little fear serves me right for staying up so late. But nothing, nothing is the matter. True, the washer is thumping. Mom overloaded it when she finished her bottle, but it's just a washer. The thump and thud sounded like a war drum earlier, but I'm used to it, completely used to it. Yeah, the water softener is hissing. The water shoots up and down through the walls like a sea snake, as it should, exactly as it should. Did I mention all this was Potawatomi hunting land once? Dad told me about it in sixth grade. General Old Tippecanoe, the Indian killer, cleared the tribes, and we've owned this family farm, great-grandpa, the garage with your own grandpa. We had this house ever since. Dad always loved his history, though he has to commute to Detroit now. I did get hungry, but the kitchen, well, it's not that it scares me, but the light is just too bright, and the windows are black. All you can see is your own distorted reflection. Sometimes I look like that old photo of my Kraut great-grandpa. Same flat forehead, same square jaw. When I look in the black glass, I see him in me. No, I don't want to wander into the kitchen. The wind clinks the branches against the windows there, too, scratching like an arrowhead being sharpened. No, I don't really need to go upstairs anyway. I haven't eaten, but the slamming branches, the squeaking floors, and the moths fluttering and thrashing, stuck in those ugly ceiling fixtures like old memories waking up. I'm just fine right here beneath the blankets. But who is turning the knob of my door?